WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. An online petition calling for the voluntary or forced departure of Kirbyville CISD Superintendent Tommy Wallace, the former Bryan superintendent, was closed Friday night.
The unidentified author stopped collecting signatures after many of the 1,300 were submitted from outside the Kirbyville district. The author called on those in the Kirbyville district to circulate written petitions and attend school board meetings. For those outside the district, the author called on them to contact the Kirbyville School Board and the Texas Education Agency. Wallace is in his third month as Kirbyville superintendent when his high school principal resigned and committed suicide. The two-day petition drive also followed the resignations of the high school assistant principal and junior high principal. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Summer is here, which can mean higher utility bills for most of us. But there are ways to save if you're a College Station utility customer. Energy coordinator Pat McIntyre on our show says you can receive their Energy Back 2 rebate if you replace your existing AC with a high-efficiency AC.
It starts out at 15 SEER as the first tier of eligibility. That pays $500. 16 is 6. 17 is 7.
Mm-hmm.
18 plus is $800. That's our most popular rebate. That's something that we're starting to see a lot of activity this time of year.
McIntyre says other rebate options include the connective thermostat rebate and the LED lighting program, which is available to students and renters.
It's an annual thing, so you can do $20 worth of LED bulbs a year. Pays $2 an LED bulb. Send it in with your receipt, and it's a credit on your utility bill.
Visit cstx.gov/energy for more information. For the first time in history, the Texas A&M Police Department welcomes two canine officers to the force.
We have Jackie and Tyson. Jackie is a Belgian Malinois and Tyson's a German Shepherd. Both of them are 2 years old.
Lieutenant Bobby Richardson says the dogs and their officers trained in California for 6 months last year, where they completed a 280-hour mobile odor detection course.
They're going to be able to recognize components in like explosive devices. So that's we're pretty excited about that with all the crowds that come to campus and the large events we hold.
Richardson says Jackie and Tyson were given to the department by A&M Regent Tony Busby and 12th Man Foundation Board Trustee John D. Schiller through the nonprofit organization Canines for Cops. Pictures of the dogs are online at WTAW.com. Voting is now open for Best of the Brazos Valley 2017. Caitlin Curbelo says there are over 140 categories in this year's poll.
We've got a ton of new restaurants, like a ton. And then I think on our best new business category, because those are the two really coveted spots, you know, a lot of stuff going on there, whether that's Amazing Lash Studio, Urban Bricks Pizza, Health South Rehabilitation Hospital. There's a lot of really great things that are coming to the Brazos Valley, and we want you guys to vote on them.
Curbelo says there are multiple ways to vote, but the quickest is by going online to bestofthebrazos.com. Voting ends July 5th. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 6 at 68 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Be sure to check out Baked or Fried, where you can build your own spud. It's not just good, but great.
Let's do weather. It's 6:09. Weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Showers and thunderstorms will be developing today. Temperature is going to reach 85. Some of the storms later today may produce heavy downpours. Showers and thunderstorms will die out during the evening. Lingering cloudiness overnight, 70 to 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, though we may see a passing shower or thunderstorm. Highs 85 to near 90. Sunshine and warm for Wednesday. Highs will approach 90 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team is taking on Houston today in the NCAA Division I regional title play. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team season came to an end this weekend at the hands of UCLA, and the Astros swept the Rangers to extend their league-leading record. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so do we know how much rain we got?
I can check.
All right. I mean, I know there's one here that said 1.8 inches. Just looking around my house, I think it was more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of bar ditches that were full. Yesterday was a great day to go look for property. That way you could find out how rain-sensitive it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking yesterday morning, yeah. We had already, I guess over the last 3 days, over 3 inches.
Yeah, that makes sense. Lots of lightning, thunder, mm-hmm. and the rain to go along with it.
And just kind of random. Like, you know, it would be sunny 1 minute, and next thing you know, there's a big old thunderstorm coming through.
Yep, so that's that was the weekend we had, and that'll be fine because it'll be really ugly and humid. And actually, it was ugly and humid on Friday.
Yeah.
And then the rain came through and cooled things off. But anyhow, so we'll talk more about that later. So, well, today, gluten's good for you.
Oh yeah,
and we'll tell you why.
Okay,
maybe in an unexpected way, but it would seem to be good for you.
Huh.
So now you saw the story about the guy in London who left the pub carrying his beer with him during the terror attacks.
Oh, no, I didn't.
After the terror attacks this past weekend, one photographer caught a pic of some patrons running from a pub in London. Maybe they were just looking for some positivity, if you will, during the horrible things that happened. But somebody at Sky News took a screenshot that's going viral. It shows this guy running from the attack, and he took his beer with him. Everybody on Twitter loved the pic. No one could blame the guy, but there you are, trying to find something positive out of all that stuff that happened. This weekend in London.
Yeah.
Carry your beer with
you. We have to run? Okay, well, I'll just bring this with me.
And was it glass? See?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a good question.
All right, a group of men all in their 20s in Washington State posted a Craigslist ad seeking a generic dad to grill burgers and dogs for them for a gathering set for the Saturday of Father's Day weekend in mid-June.
Huh.
Yeah, I like the idea. First they said grill, not barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay. Qualifications include a minimum age of 18 years of a minimum of 18 years experience as a dad.
Being a dad, okay.
Yep. And 10 years experience grilling stuff.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Successful dad must bring his own grill, but the food will be provided for him to grill.
Okay.
So that part's taken
care
of.
I was about to say, who's going to volunteer to do this.
Yes. Dane Anderson tells KHQ-TV in Spokane that these young men did not have fathers growing up. And the ad says, so now none of them really prepared to fill in as the role of, barbecue dad. All right, we'll call it grilling dad.
Yeah.
Additional requirements would include talking about dad things. That would be like lawnmowers, building your own deck. Oh, yeah, and the music of Jimmy Buffett. That would help, too.
All right, okay.
Payment will be in food and beer. Apparently, they already have several potential dads lined up.
Hey, that works. All right.
We got a lot of information.
Like the idea of having to try out to be the grilling dad for these guys.
I like the resume requirement.
That's true.
You know, I can understand the requirement of having to bring their own grill because sometimes, you know, you need your own equipment.
Sure you do. You
got to be familiar with it.
You know exactly how to char properly.
Exactly.
So, all right, we'll see how that works out. That's in Spokane.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed with the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com. So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds of which your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. Your yard 615. It's the 5th of June. It's day 156. We got 209 of them to go. Now, are you pulling a double all week? Oh, she's off doing something.
Oh.
Okay. All right, so here we go. It's day 156, 209 of them to go. It is Apple II Computer Day. This is when they rolled out Apple II for us.
All right.
All right, it's World Environment Day, if you want to do that. Hot Air Balloon Day, which is the anniversary, I think, of the first hot air balloon ride. It's Sausage Roll Day, which, I don't know, that's probably pigs in a blanket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to your kolache thing.
Who calls it a sausage roll?
Well, I don't know. They said, obviously, Yankees must have put this thing together. Yeah. It's a National Veggie Burger Day. It's okay. And National Headache Awareness Week.
When I have a headache, I'm aware.
All right, there you go. And it's a Bed Bug Awareness Week, too. Okay. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Amanda Crew is 31. She plays Monica on HBO's Silicon Valley. And that's a pretty funny show if you haven't seen it. It's actually pretty good. Comedian Nick Kroll is 39. He's funny. He was on The League.
Yeah, all right.
Liza Whale is 40. Plays Bonnie on How to Get Away with Murder.
Mm-hmm. More importantly, she was Paris Geller on The Gilmore Girls.
There you are.
All right.
Sorry, guys. Had to run an errand.
That's right. Frame of reference. Are you working like all week?
Me?
Yeah.
Like full-time all week?
Pulling a double,
Just today.
Right.
Bill should be back tomorrow.
I got you. Okay, very good. Okay, go ahead.
We got Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Huh? Really?
Oh.
Yeah, he's 46.
Sure.
Brian McKnight is 48. Did that song Back at One.
Yes.
R&B guy.
Uh-huh.
Ron Livingston is 50.
Office Space.
Yeah, might know him better as Peter Gibbons.
Okay.
In Office Space.
And anything else? I'm not sure.
He's been in a couple of things.
All right, good.
Jeff Garland is 55.
Funny guy.
Yeah, he's on the Goldbergs now, but was Jeff on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny G is 61.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And we're at work.
Right? <Yeah. laughs> Instead of the dentist's office where you'd normally hear Kenny G.
Yeah.
Susie Orman is 66.
Money lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Freddie Stone of Sly and the Family Stone is 70 today. Mm-hmm. And Bill Moyers is 83.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill Hayes is 92. Do we know who Bill Hayes is?
Bill
Hayes. I don't even know who that is.
No.
No? Okay.
But he's on your list.
I'm not sure.
And Bill Hayes?
That's right. Ken Follett, he's a writer. He's 68 years old. And
I've got a Bill Hayes television director.
Really?
So he just was
All right, sure. We'll go with that then. All right, 618.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the Fox News Channel has put together a list of all the things that Hillary Clinton is now blaming her 2016 election loss on. Now, so far, the former Secretary of State, failed presidential candidate, has blamed 24 different people, entities for her loss. He's blamed the FBI, James Comey, the Russians, Vladimir Putin, anti-American forces, low information voters, everyone who assumed she'd win, bad polling numbers, Obama, because he actually won two terms, people wanting change, misogyny, suburban women, the New York Times, television execs, cable news, Netflix, Democrats not making the right documentaries, Facebook, Twitter, WikiLeaks, fake news, content farms in Macedonia, and both the Republican and Democratic Party. Did she ever take any responsibility for herself, ever?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. President Trump is launching a major push for a $1 trillion overhaul of the nation's roads and bridges, a key item on his agenda that's been stymied in Congress and overshadowed by White House controversies. Trump plans a series of events this week to highlight his efforts to modernize infrastructure, the highway, waterway, electric, and airway systems on which the nation operates. The transition that occurs when power changes hands in the White House usually slows things down, but this transition is especially slow, meaning commissions critical to business have empty seats. The Federal Trade Commission has just two commissioners, a predicament never before seen in the agency's 102-year history. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has lacked a quorum since February because its rules require at least three commissioners, and it has only two. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is also operating with depleted ranks, having slipped to just two members. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Oh, surprise. June is Father's Day. Amish Furniture for Generations has something nice for dad, that's for sure. It could be indoor furniture or it could be outdoor furniture. Indoor, certain piece of furniture, maybe a recliner or something else for the man cave. Amish Furniture for Generations has a selection for you to see. All handcrafted pieces made from solid oak or cherry or maple woods combined with the real attention to detail means that Amish craftsmen can bring you a piece of furniture that will and truly last for generations to come. And, you know, pretty thoughtful thing for you to do for dad and then for you in the next generation, because that ends up being an heirloom that can be passed down from generation to generation. So whether it's for Father's Day or it's for building a furniture collection that can be passed on to your children, Amish Furniture for Generations has it for you. They're located in the Boonville, on Boonville Road in the Boonville Shopping Center, just down from Kroger. Give them a call if you want to, 774-4500. All the furniture is made in the U.S. by Amish craftsmen. It's Amish Furniture for Generations.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Rises Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the Meds Dr. Roque. Cindy McKee is with us to talk about speech work. and BCS Pure Water, how to have fresh water in our homes and businesses. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Infomaniacs will check the weather in a minute. And speaking of the weather, of course, we talked about that. 4.22 inches of rain.
Yeah.
Since 5 o'clock on Friday, and again, could have some more today. I was watching college baseball over the weekend, and this wasn't the only place. Houston had problems. They had problems in Fort Worth, and in a lot of different sites where they're playing baseball. But you know, it's springtime. And that stuff pops up all the time.
Happens.
It's just that we've had clouds pretty much on and off for the last 3 or 4 days. And today we're going to have it again, one more day of that stuff. But nothing like Cicely Wessels of Three Hills, Alberta, Canada, had a picture of. She posted an online photo of her husband mowing the lawn. That doesn't sound too unusual until you realize there's a giant tornado in the photo right behind him. Cicely says that the image was not photoshopped. It is a real tornado. Picture on the caption says, "My beast mowing the lawn with a breeze in his hair." Her husband promises that he is keeping an eye on the tornado, the whole thing. And the deal is, I'm sure people at the Weather Channel's heads would explode over something like this.
Oh, yeah. It's a crazy photo. I found it this morning.
Okay, now, storm chasers is one thing. I mean, you know. But you're in a vehicle. You probably can get away from it if you have your wits about you.
Right.
If you're mowing a lawn, I'm just saying.
No, I love this guy. He's got typical guy confidence, though, and like, I got an eye on it.
I have an eye on it.
I'm all right.
Watched it the whole time.
Slight breeze.
Yeah.
Keeping an eye on it.
He came in the house when he was done mowing. So just there.
My lawn looks great.
Yeah, I'm thinking that probably weather people from Canada are going, this is not the thing we need to be doing.
Right.
We should not take this into our own hands.
It's a good thing he got to come in after he was done mowing and not like when a pine needle went through his head or something.
Yeah. It's not how fast you mow. It's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
So you've heard about stupid criminals doing everything in their power to get away from the police, including drawing on fake beards with Sharpies and hiding in grease traps, but this one just might take the cake. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So apparently the chicken dance isn't just that annoying thing you have to do at your cousin's wedding anymore. Its powers have been used for evil now. A 44-year-old guy named Shane Forsyth got pulled over in Florida last month for driving around with one headlight, a busted windshield, and two bald tires. And after he stopped, he jumped out of his SUV and started doing the chicken dance as a diversion so his friend could get away. It worked, actually. His friend took off running while the cops were distracted. Then they brought in a police dog and a helicopter to search for him, but still couldn't track him down. They ended up finding a small amount of heroin in Shane's SUV. He claimed it was his friend's, but couldn't prove it, and the guy was gone. So now he's facing felony drug charges. So his chicken dancing ways may have helped his friend fly the coop, but now he's the one going in a cage. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Hey, there you go, 629. Let's do weather, shall we? It is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. So, yeah, still plenty of clouds out there, and we're looking at a 40% chance of some showers today, and probably be after 10 o'clock this morning, mostly cloudy. Winds will be out of the northeast at about 5 miles an hour, so if it's not raining, shouldn't be too bad. High temperature will be about 88. We will have a 40, wait a minute, let me update my weather forecast. I'm looking at the forecast from Sunday afternoon, which probably doesn't help us any. Okay, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so all right, here we go. High temperature today will be 71 with winds out of the north at about 5 miles an hour. 50% chance of showers, and then it goes down to about 40% tomorrow night. And then the balance of the week, it looks like we probably should be able to have a little bit of break from this and actually see some sunshine on a regular basis. Right now, the winds are calm. We do have a lot of humidity still out there because it rains so much, and we've got 68 degrees.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 68 degrees, as Scott said. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. And as we mentioned earlier, more than 4 inches of rain measured at Easterwood Airport over the weekend. Amazing and great were two words to describe the response to an online petition calling for the departure of former Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace from his current position.
But the petition's author deleted it on Friday night because many of the 1,300 signatures were from outside Kirbyville CISD. That included signatures from Bryan, College Station, New York, and New Zealand. The author urged those outside the district to contact the Kirbyville School Board and the Texas Education Agency. And the author called on Kirbyville residents to circulate paper petitions and take a stand at future school board meetings. The online petition followed the suicide of the Kirbyville High School principal and the resignations of the high school assistant principal and junior high principal. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man arrested last weekend at his home with 11 children and 4 adults inside spent 3 days in jail before being released on bond. 32-year-old Paul Sims Jr. was charged with possessing crack cocaine and $780 in an unlocked safe. The arrest followed a search by the Bryan Police Department's Special Investigation Division. According to the arrest report, CPS was called to the home due to the number of children and what was described as the untidy condition of the home. The battle between rival gangs has led to more murders in the first quarter of 2017 than Mexico has seen in the last 2 decades. Tony Pion at Rice Bakers Institute predicts this will be a huge problem as the nation starts to renegotiate NAFTA.
It's very hard for many Americans to see Mexico as a true partner. We notice, for example, that Canada doesn't draw the same kind of rhetorical attention that Mexico does.
He says the cartel war will only grow worse as the Mexican economy shrinks. Regular workers will see the criminal organizations as a way to get a better job. The Texas Republican Party has a new chairman.
James Dickey, chairman of the Travis County GOP, was elected narrowly Saturday by members of the state Republican Executive Committee. Dickey received 32 votes, and Houston-area businessman Rick Figueroa had 31. Dickey campaigned on his record of being an activist in Travis County, which is staunchly liberal and therefore one of the toughest areas for Texas Republicans. Dickey will complete the term of Tom Meckler, who stepped down for personal reasons last month. Delegates to next year's state convention will select a new full-term chairman. David Burrell, TSN News.
College Station utility customers have a few options to save money on their bill each month. Energy coordinator Pat McIntyre says one option is the connective thermostat rebate.
It's a thermostat that's Wi-Fi compatible and also has to be programmable. It's similar to our LED lighting rebate where you it's a credit on your utility bill and you purchase a thermostat, send in a purchase receipt. You can either drop it by a crank tap. You can email it to me through the website. You can bring it by 1601 a gram, or you can mail it in snail mail.
As McIntyre mentioned while on our show, another option is their LED lighting rebate, but their most popular rebate is the EB2.
It's a rebate for replacing your existing AC with a high-efficiency AC.
For more information on ways to conserve energy and save on your monthly bill, go online to cstx.gov/energy. We all have our favorites, favorite restaurant, favorite salon, favorite oil change shop. Now it's time to prove your loyalty and vote for your favorites for Best of the Brazos Valley 2017.
It's to show who's the best of the best. You know, it means that your business or you have convinced thousands, if not tens of thousands of people to vote for you because of, you know, customer service and really, you know, hard work.
Caitlin Curbelo says voting is now open through July 5th for 143 categories, including Best New Business, Best Car Wash, and Best Sandwich Shop.
We've got a lot of new categories this year, one including freestanding emergency room, because we've gotten a lot of those.
Curbelo says you can vote by paper ballot or at participating locations, by text message, or by going online to bestofthebrazos.com. Reveille is not the only famous canine on campus these days.
Everyone, the public, just loves the dog. They are like our superstar.
Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Bobby Richardson is talking about Jackie and Tyson, the first two canine officers in the history of the department. Both dogs and their officers completed a mobile odor detection course, which allows them to recognize components in explosive devices. Richardson says they have used these types of canines in the past for big events on campus, like Aggie football games.
We had to rely on other agencies and jurisdictions, so lots of times for the football games, we would have dogs from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They would come up from Houston. So there's no dogs with these skills in this area within about a 100-mile radius.
Richardson says both dogs were given to the department through the nonprofit organization Canines for Cops, which pays for the training and placement of canine officers. You can see pictures of Jackie and Tyson and their officers online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Does your carpet look like a soccer field because there's so much dirt and grass on the floor? Do you feel like when you vacuum, you're only spreading the dirt around? If this sounds familiar, then you need to head down to Sovac City and check out our huge selection of vacuums for sale. We have Hoover vacuums starting at $55, Dirt Devil vacuums for as low as $49. We have Oreck vacuums for only $249 and Dyson's for $299. Need a shampoo your carpet? We have shampooers starting at $99. Sovac City, where you can try it before you buy it. We're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 638, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Upper-level low-pressure system will slowly drift out of the region, improving our weather. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Some heavy rainfall possible as they develop, highs near 85. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tonight. It's mostly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, there's a chance for a shower or a storm during the day, highs near 88. And then we're going to be mostly sunny and up close to 90 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward to the NCAA Division I Houston Regional title game today as the Aggs get set to face the Cougars. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at some of the other college baseball games taking place around the state, and we'll recap the final game of the A&M softball team season as a loss to UCLA wrapped it up for the Aggs this weekend. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So you probably heard of Fox News, what they were talking about this morning, that the Hill is reporting that the White House is going to kick up its major infrastructure initiative into high gear this week with a lot of events aimed at ramping up support for President Trump's major campaign promises. During a media call on Friday, the National Economic Council director told reporters that we've had some achievements to date, but we're really formally launching things next week. And the deal is, everybody knows there's some piece of infrastructure that they're confronted with probably every day mm-hmm. that needs to be improved.
Sure.
And, you know, you can go back to the time when there were a whole bunch of people. It was after World War II. A lot of people needed work, and so there were a lot of projects out there, and a lot of things got built in cities all over America with WPA projects and workforce projects that that cleaned up America, that rebuilt America. Now, it's not going to be something like that, and there may be some public-private partnerships in there, but, again, there's a lot of things that could be fixed, and instead of politicians feathering their nests, maybe if they'd make roads a little safer and bridges a little safer and that kind of thing for us, it might be a good thing.
Kind of one of their main functions, really, honestly.
And I'm sure if they're smart, the Trump people have been getting the word out from coast to coast saying, okay, now identify these things for us, and that way people can go, oh, yeah, they're going to fix that bridge in Caldwell that needed to be fixed. Well, you know, then that's a good thing for people in that area, and he can kind of do a grassroots support thing. So, you know, you can bet there's, you know, there are political possibilities and opportunities in there in addition mm-hmm. to it, because it's, after all, politics. But the idea that they'd start talking about building our infrastructure back up would be a nice thing. In the meantime,
Trump tweets.
He's got his phone and he knows how to use it.
He does. And this weekend, obviously, a lot of tweets about the London attacks. I'm going to start with this one. He says, whatever the United States can do to help out in London and the UK, we will be there. We are with you. God bless.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Then
yeah.
he continues with, we must stop being politically correct and get down to the business of security for our people. If we don't get smart, it will only get worse.
Yep.
yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then at least 7 dead, 48 wounded in terror attack. And the mayor of London says there's no reason to be alarmed.
Yeah, well, he's a Muslim. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, yeah,
they have a Muslim
right.
mayor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he said, do you notice we're not having a gun debate right now? That's because they used knives and a truck.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And then people, the lawyers and the courts can call it whatever they want, but I'm calling it what we need and what it is, a travel ban.
Very good.
And this was just an hour ago that he started with that. So this was after he kind of took a break from, you know, the attacks. And then he says, the Justice Department should have stayed with the original travel ban, not the watered down, politically correct version they submitted to the Supreme Court.
He can be really empowered over this now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
A great opportunity absolutely. For him to be able to do that.
Okay. And then he says the Justice Department should ask for an expedited hearing of the watered-down travel ban before the Supreme Court and seek a much tougher version. And then finally, just an hour ago, or about 58 minutes, he says, in any event, we are extreme vetting people coming into the U.S. in order to help keep our country safe. The courts are slow and political.
Now that one... that one's worthy of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's where we are now. He hasn't, picked up the phone in about 59 minutes. But
good.
All better right. believe it. I will say also, because I'm on the computer and I have to go to his page every time looking for these, he does a great job of keeping his cover photo updated. He changes
really?
It like every 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
just kind of interesting, you know.
He hasn't changed his hairstyle, right?
No, no. Oh, his profile picture is the same, but then there's like another big picture you can add to the background of your page.
Uh-huh.
And he continues to keep that fresh.
Ah, there you are. Well, of course, Pootie Poot, you know, was on Megyn Kelly's show.
That's right.
Yesterday. So here's a small audio cut from Pootie Poot.
The United States, everywhere, all over the world, actively interferes with the electoral campaigns of other countries.
Oh, so it's not just us. Is that what he's basically saying?
Yeah.
Not just meaning us, the Russians. So anyhow, that was Megan's big get that she got him on there. Let's see what else is going on. Actually, a little over in Austin, it's what we're not hearing that's making news, and that is that the governor had said last Monday that he would make his announcement about a special session Friday. Well, that was last Friday, and
mm-hmm.
it didn't happen. And then, well, maybe over the weekend, and that didn't happen. So the shouting and the scuffling and all that stuff that happened is not the way we want our session to end, is it?
No.
But Dan Patrick wants to do this. He wants to bring up the bathroom bill, and he wants to bring up property tax reform in a special session. That's what he wants. The deal is, though, he's the light governor. He's not the governor. So they may be playing a little bit of brinksmanship here between Greg Abbott and Dan Patrick as to what's going to happen when it comes to the whole special session, and if there is one. And speaking of local property tax, Mark Price will be with us at 8:30 this morning, chief head of the appraisal district, to talk about your tax bill, why your taxes are so dang high, and whose fault it is. Okay, so we'll talk to him about that. But then in the meantime, something that's kind of secondary has to do with there's some diplomatic problems in Qatar. And the reason we might be concerned about that is A&M has a campus over there.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Things are not going well right now there.
Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt say they'll withdraw their diplomatic staff from Qatar. This after the small nation's support for Islamist groups and relations with Iran. Saudi Arabia says the nation's troops will also be removed from the ongoing war in Yemen. Qatar's foreign ministry saying there is no legitimate justification for the country's decision and vowing its citizens won't be affected by the violation of its sovereignty. All four Arab nations adding they'll cut air and sea traffic with the country. Saudi Arabia maintaining it will close its border with Qatar. The country is home to the U.S. military Central Command and some 10,000 U.S. troops. In the Mideast Bureau, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News.
So we'll see what happens there. A little bit of upheaval there in the Middle East. And again, kind of a local connection since A&M's got campus over there. All right, there we go. 6:46.
Chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale welcomes Dr. Virginia Smith as the newest physician with Genesis OBGYN. Go to GenesisOBGYN.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's those funky little spaces that drive a gardener crazy. Conditions just aren't quite right for any type of landscaping plant, or so it seems. We're going to look at one of them squarely in the eye today. It's going to blink before we do. I'll be back with details of difficult spots in gardening right after this message. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Insect Control is a season-long protection against insects without spraying. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and results you want. There's no spraying, you just mix it and pour. Fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control kills insects and prevents new infestations. It's also rainproof. Read the label for specific insects. Fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control is specially formulated for more than 100-plus fruit, vegetable, and citrus plants, and it will treat up to 640 square feet of vegetables or 9 fruit trees. It protects fruit and citrus trees, apple, peaches, and more. Vegetables including tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, herbs, and more. Vine fruits such as strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, grapes, and more. Check the label for a complete listing. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center and visit BayerAdvanced.com for money-saving offers. Always read and follow label directions. BayerAdvanced.com. Help is on the way for those little narrow spaces that are in shade most of the day and then get hit by the laser-like summertime sun for 3 or 4 hours each day. It's like pouring boiling water on an icy windshield. Something's going to give, and it probably won't be pretty. Those extremes of full shade turning to blazing sun have lots of root causes. There may be a canyon of light that shines down in a shaft as the sun passes overhead between two-story buildings. It could be the position of a major shade tree that lets sun bank into the west wall of a house late in the day. Or it could be a narrow bed along a fence where the angle of the fence placement causes the planting to go from full shade into full sun in a matter of minutes. Anyway, you get the picture. It's coming out of a dark place into the noonday sun. Tough on the eyes, tough on the plants. Here's some things you can do to help find a solution so that your plantings can not only survive, but perhaps even thrive. First and foremost, avoid all plants that are listed as needing full shade. That's not the environment, for example, for WIMPs like hostas, hydrangeas, and akubas. Avoid plants that use excessive amounts of water. That's going to rule out several of our large leaf plants like phatsias and oak leaf hydrangeas. It's also a prime reason not to plant Japanese maples in those alternating sunny, shady places. Stay away from white gravel and other reflective mulches that bounce even more light back at the plants, and probably avoid black mulches as well. They soak up the sun's heat, and that's not good for the plants that you're growing there. Be sure the area is properly irrigated. If it's a long, narrow space, a drip irrigation line may very well be in order. These plants need extra TLC, and that little extra boost of water may be a huge help. Give the plants the best possible soil mix. This is a time for what I'd call heroic bed preparation. Rototill 10 or 12 inches deep, blending in 2 inches of sphagnum peat, an inch each of compost, rotted manure, finely ground pine bark mulch, and expanded shale. You'll have a soil mix that's almost like potting soil. Buy plants that have been grown and held in conditions similar to what you'll be giving them when they're planted. Consider using a sun- and shade-tolerant ground cover like Asian jasmine or purple winter creeper euonymus. Then putting stepping stones in place randomly within it, put your color in pots on those stepping stones. And talk to your local nurseryman. He or she will have some great ideas for other plants you might want to consider. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, we'll be talking about short plants, plants that stay less than waist high. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. After an 8-5 victory over the Baylor Bears on Friday and a 3-2 win over Iowa on Saturday, the Texas A&M baseball team continues play in their 33rd NCAA Division I baseball championship as they get set to face the Houston Cougars today. Here's Coach Rob Childress after Saturday's game against the Hawkeyes.
Well, I'm incredibly proud of our team. Took a lot of heroes for us to have the opportunity to beat Iowa. Iowa is an outstanding club, very well coached, very well prepared. And we certainly had our hands full. Very fortunate to win.
Game time for today's regional title game has been set for 12:04 p.m., and you can hear all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in college baseball, Long Beach State defeated Texas 4-3 on Sunday to force a deciding game today in the Long Beach Regional. Top-seeded Long Beach State fell 5-3 to UT in 12 innings Friday, but set up a rematch with Texas with a 7-4 victory over San Diego State earlier Sunday. Meanwhile, the Dallas Baptist Patriots beat Central Connecticut State 6-5 in an elimination game Sunday at the Fort Worth Regional, and TCU advanced to the final of that regional with a rain-delayed 5-1 victory against Virginia Sunday night. Meanwhile, the number 9 seed A&M softball team saw their season come to an end Saturday in the Women's College World Series with an 8-2 loss to number 5 seed UCLA. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
I thought we had some good at-bats early, even though we hadn't scored a run. The at-bat before Riley was Ashley Walters, who just smoked a line drive up the middle of the field, and their second baseman made a terrific play. That points, tip your hat to that defensive play, and then Riley comes up and hits a home run. So at that point, we started to feel a little better about ourselves at the plate and striking the ball well. So, you know, going into that last inning, we just felt like we had a chance to win the thing, and then we just couldn't keep it close.
A&M ended the season with a 47-13 record, the Aggies' best showing since 2008. For the Brazos Valley Bombers, Cole Pletka threw a perfect game against the Texarkana Twins at Nutrabolt Sunday evening to help the Bombers to a 6-2 victory. The guys now head to Plano tonight to face the Texas Marshals. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch all that action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
that ball's crushed to left center field. Springer has done it again. George with his second home run of the game, his 16th on the year. Astros lead this 6-0.
George Springer hit 2 of Houston's 4 home runs, and the Astros matched their Texas rival for the longest winning streak in the majors this season at 10 games, beating the Rangers 7-2 Sunday for the series sweep. Defending AL West champion Texas is 15 games behind the division-leading Astros, who have a major league's best record at 41-16 and 6 wins in 7 games against the Rangers. The Astros begin a 4-game series with the Royals tonight on the road at 7:05 p.m., while the Rangers take the night off before facing the Mets in Arlington tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. with broadcast for that one over on The Zone as well. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers have a chance to rest before Game 4 of the Finals, but they also need another plan to stop the undefeated Golden State Warriors, who blew out LeBron James and company yesterday with a 32-113 win. James finished with a triple-double and 29 points, but Kevin Durant had 33 points and Steph Curry had a triple-double and 32 points. And out on the ice, the Stanley Cup Final has some bad blood brewing heading into Game 4 tonight as the defending champion Pittsburgh Penguins fell Saturday to the Predators in a 5-1 rout. The Pens lead the series 2-1. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Tony Atkins.
And my name is Keith Lane, fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2005.
We're blessed to be Texans and blessed to serve our community as a Texas brand business, Rollo Insurance.
In our line of work, we see it all. Faceless corporations spend billions of dollars trying to commoditize what is very simply a people-centric business. This is where Rollo Insurance is different.
Commercial, farm and ranch, life and health, or home and auto, at Rollo Insurance, come experience what others already know. The difference is real.
Contact Rollo Insurance today at RolloInsurance.com.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
The Texas LODD Task Force proudly presents the 8th Annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival Saturday, June 10th. The Memorial Motorcycle Ride kicks off at CHI St. Joseph Health in Bryan, followed by a First Responder Festival at the Sue Haswell Park. There'll be a kickball tournament, first responder demonstrations, games, entertainment, and more. The event raises awareness of the sacrifices first responders make and raises money to support the families of fallen first responders. Bring the entire family out for the 8th Annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival Saturday, June 10th.
About 3 minutes till Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Amazing story from a town about 100 miles west of Chicago on Friday. A car started drifting into oncoming traffic near an intersection in Dixon, Illinois. It turned out the driver was having a seizure. Two cops pull in behind him as they saw him starting to drift kind of through a red light and, again, on the wrong side of the road. But before the police could do anything, 39-year-old guy named Randy Thompson jumps out of his truck. I mean, you can see it. There's dash cam video. You see him back up, park his truck. This guy dives through the passenger side window, which was open, dove in headfirst, stops the car, puts it in park.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the police come up and help the driver get out. It ended up... The guy waited for paramedics to show up. The guy's okay, the driver. Randy told the local news that he knew people's lives were in danger, so he was doing what his adrenaline told him to do, and that was to react. He also admitted that diving through the window felt something like he'd seen in the Dukes of Hazzard. So that's kind of cool.
All right.
But everybody's okay, and it is. It's out there on the internet. Pretty amazing video of a guy diving through the window of a car to be able to stop it.
That's one of my greatest fears is you know, either me or somebody else having a seizure or a heart attack or something behind the wheel. That's just terrifying.
It is. And this guy actually did while we're standing around going, well, at least somebody will do something about that.
he really did.
Howdy, Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Let's talk spiders. Now wait, don't be afraid. Most spiders are beneficial. But here in the Brazos Valley, we have several danger spiders, including the Black Widow and the Brown Recluse. With ABC's control plan, our specialists will treat and quickly get them out of your home. Additionally, all ABC specialists undergo background screenings so you can feel comfortable having us in your home. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. All right, today, some showers or thunderstorms likely. If they happen, probably it'll be this afternoon. High temperature about 87 or so with a 60% chance of rain. It's a 40% chance of rain tonight. Then tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain. We've got sunshine the balance of the week. High temperature will be right around 90 degrees, it looks like. As far as rain is concerned, most of it is down along the Gulf Coast, at least right now, especially between Houston and Beaumont. But could warm up. Don't worry about that. And we-